Into Publishing presents Solar Visions, How India's Solar Technologies Save the World from Climate Chaos. Abridged edition. Edited by S.P. Gonchowdhury, Richik Ghosh Thakur, Risto Isomaki, and K.P. Ishwar. Narrated by Jason Doan. Note. Solar Visions is also available in English as a much larger printed and e-book, incorporating 17 detailed scientific articles about the technologies outlined in this more concise audio and e-book narrative. Preface by Dr. Ajay Mathur, Director General, International Solar Alliance. This is a most unusual book, but it is probably the right book for these rather unusual times. In these times, we are seeing an energy transition unfold in front of us. And what is unusual about this energy transition is that we are planning not just to relegate the leading sources of energy supply, coal and oil, to second and third place, but planning to do away with them altogether. Largely owing to climate concerns, but also because renewables, plus storage, are able to better and more cost-effectively meet most of our energy needs. Obviously, this is work in progress. We are still working on ways to make green hydrogen competitive in industrial sectors such as cement, iron and steel, petrochemicals, etc. But these are unusual times. We are all experts, suppliers of energy and energy consumers, i.e. citizens, trying to understand how renewable energy in general and solar energy in particular will fit into our lives. And not just for providing electricity to our offices, factories and homes, but also for providing electricity for cooking, income-generating activities, agricultural operations, etc. This calls for an unusual book. Not only does it have to address a range of solar applications, but also a variety of readers, all of who are used to very different ways of information presentation. Some of the readers like citations, for example, experts. Others do not. For example, lay readers and the citizenry at large. While still others, such as textbooks, prefer overview citations rather than detailed references. This book has something for everybody. I like the way the editors have converted this potential shortcoming into a strength. Part 1 of this book, chapters 1 to 13, provides an overview of solar energy and its applications, and could be, if the editors and publishers so desire, converted into an audiobook as well. On the other hand, parts 2 and 3, chapters 14 to 30, are more technical and scientific in nature, and can be used both to guide experts as well as to be part of textbooks. At the International Solar Alliance, ISA, we are very concerned about the slow speed of solar energy migration in the developing world. We see that the technologies and policies that have worked in a large developing country, such as India, have immense potential for use in other developing countries, especially in Africa. We note that the energy needs in the developed world were fully met by existing sources of energy, and that cheaper solar electricity during the day means competitive opportunities for electricity supply during the daylight hours, with the existing capacity meeting needs in non-daylight hours. On the other hand, in the developing countries, the electricity demand is increasing, both during the day and night. While solar electricity can meet the increased demand during the day, the problem is how to meet the growing energy demands during non-sunlight hours, especially in countries where the grid is not fully developed. Technologies developed, tested, and commercialized in the last